How is the principle of individual rights applied to those humans that are incapable of rational thought? And then he goes on to give a variety of examples, but I'll take just one. Very young children. What legitimate role does the state play in protecting rights in this case? Well, children potentially have the same full rights as adults, but it's only potential because they are not yet rational beings, and they are in the care of their parents, who enable them to grow and survive so that they can then exercise their full rights. So their only actual right, the only one that's applicable to a childhood situation, is the right to life. The right to property a child can't claim, the right to liberty. I'm going to go out to a party at the age 5 and smoke pot, he can't claim. But the right to life and anything which threatens it, threatens it physically, the government is obliged to prevent. So as part of protecting legitimate rights. So if parents abuse and jeopardize the child's growth to full rights, then the government has a role of stepping in and protecting the child. Now, this must be provable physically. That is, it must be objective. It can't be that the parents are abusing the child psychologically or intellectually, because if the judgment of that is left to the government, the government should say, for instance, well, if you teach selfishness, you're going to ruin the kid, and therefore are we going to decide you have to teach altruism, or the reverse. That is the end of intellectual freedom. That is the end of free thought. But if it's a physical fact that's independent of ideology, then I say the government not only has a right, but morally ought to, morally is obliged to take the action. Now, for instance, there's a case, I don't know whether it's California or national, but in any event, there's a case I just heard about on the radio of a child with cancer who needs chemotherapy, and the parents refuse on religious grounds to give it to him. And the government has stepped in, I believe by court order, and required that he receive chemotherapy. Absolutely right, 100% right. And of course, there are a lot of religious types here in California who think that's the state interfering with freedom of religion. If it is, it certainly says something about the kind of religion that would let a child die under those circumstances.